Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
All right, I've promised it. We've got two picks from our listeners' blogs, as we usually do on Friday afternoons. It's Issues Etc. blog of the week. If you're blogging, I know many of you are, then you can let us know that your blog exists. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and let us know that your blog is there. If you're able to, the best way to let us know is to first go to our website, issuesetc.org, and get the widget for Issues Etc. That way, anybody who reads your blog will see that widget, and maybe, like that person who found out about us from the Church Bulletin, they'll find out about Issues Etc. from your blog. So we pick one every week. Jeff always goes first.
Mine's Pastor Will Wheaton's blog called Wheaton's Blog. It's a blog post, a quote from one of our favorite guests and friends of Issues Etc., Dr. Norman Nagel. Here's the quote. "Who does the believing is better said as who's being given to. Better to have God running the verbs, that way they are reliable. To have us run them, they begin to wobble. All verbs of salvation are in the passive, the divine passive." My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Wheaton's blog.
That's a classic quote. That's probably a quote that many, many people have looked for. You can find it at Wheaton's blog. My pick this week comes from a blog called Five Pint Lutheran. I believe from the description of the blog, it's someone who is now Lutheran, former Calvinist. He quotes, great quote from Luther. This is the reason I pick a lot of my Issues Etc. blog of the week, is because they're good quotes. "But here the devil is busy to delude us with false appearances and lead us away from the work of God to our own works. For there is much more splendid appearance when a Carthusian does many great and difficult works, and we think much more of that which we do and merit ourselves. But scriptures teach thus. Even though we collect in one mass the works of all the monks, however splendidly they may shine, they would not be as noble and as good as if God should pick up a straw. Why? Because the person is nobler and better. Here, then, we must not estimate the person according to the works, but the works according to the person from whom they must derive their nobility. But insane reason will not regard this, and because baptism does not shine like the works which we do, it is to be esteemed as nothing." Well, I think Luther hits it right on the head. The reason so many have such a low view of baptism is because they have such a high view of their own works, because, well, they outshine them. The reason so many have a low view of God's word is because they have such a high view of their own word. The reason people have such a low view of the Lord's Supper is because they have such a high view of their own works, their own deeds. Luther, always good for cutting to the chase. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. this Friday afternoon. We're going to spend that hour first with Dr. Charles Geeshan talking about a difficult passage in 1 Timothy chapter 2 dealing with women in worship, in particular their quietness or their silence. Then it's time for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.